This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. President Donald Trump's tariffs on products from other countries are forcing coffee prices higher and could raise prices for Bozeman coffee roasters and consumers. 70% of Americans enjoy a cup of coffee at least once a week, a morning ritual that might soon become more expensive due to recent tariff increases. Bozeman has become a coffee destination with a number of coffee roasters, including Treeline Coffee Roasters, frequently mentioned among local favorites. Natalie Van Dusen, founder of Treeline Coffee Roasters, says, "We have to import coffee beans from other countries, and so will be impacted by tariffs." Van Dusen began coffee roasting after a trip to Colombia in 2008, which established relationships that continue today. Van Dusen says, "A lot of these relationships we've built over a decade, and it's important to us to work with farmers year over year. They really rely on their customers being committed. But now, paying a premium because of new tariffs ranging from 10 to 46% means higher costs for the products from the world's top coffee-producing countries. Treeline imports 80,000 pounds of coffee beans annually, most coming from Colombia and Guatemala, and both now facing a 10% tariff. What concerns Van Dusen most about these tariffs is the constant change and uncertainty surrounding them." Van Dusen said, "A lot of our products are contracts that we have in place throughout the end of the year, and they're not even in the U.S. yet, so we're already committed regardless of what takes place," she says. The uncertainty makes it difficult for Van Dusen to predict whether prices will increase at her cafe. Other coffee roasters in the area face similar challenges. The U.S. imports 99% of its coffee, totaling around $8 billion annually. With a minimum 10% tariff added, the impact is significant. Chad Kim, co-owner of Ghost Town Coffee Roasters, another major player in Bozeman's coffee scene, says, "It makes us very nervous and we do not want to pass any more extra expense than we need to onto our customers. But the reality is we don't have much choice," Kim said. He's concerned not only about coffee prices, but also about Lamplighter Cafe Services, Ghost Town's spinoff business that sells and repairs coffee equipment. "Equipment that's primarily made in European countries, Italy," Kim said. "We're also looking at equipment made in Switzerland and countries like that. Most coffee equipment, from grinders to espresso machines, comes from European countries currently facing minimum 20% tariffs. Italy falls within that bracket, while countries like Switzerland are subject to a 31% tariff." There's a viral Instagram account documenting Bozeman's top airport accessory, the cowboy hat. It seems that today everybody wants to be a cowboy. Thanks to pop culture phenomena like the hit TV show Yellowstone and Beyoncé's latest country album, cowboy culture has hit the mainstream. For many folks, the trend represents not just the ranching lifestyle, but a celebration of freedom from the mundane. Over the past few years, more folks are headed to Bozeman and Southwest Montana for guided hikes and whiskey tastings in the American West. And while plenty of people are packing their boots and bandanas for their Western vacations, travelers' dedication to the crown jewel of the aesthetic is the cowboy hat. There's a new favorite Instagram account, Bozeman Airport Cowboys, a space committed to capturing the sojourners who are determined to travel in headwear that, while perhaps practical for herding cattle across the prairie, is decidedly impractical for air travel. Such wardrobe choices often leave locals scoffing. Hence the Bozeman Airport Cowboys Instagram account. Posts include Stetsons and all variety of cowboy hats on tourists to our area, including a hot pink cowboy hat with fur trim, a cow print cowboy hat, a guy wearing a backpack with a cat in it and also sporting a Stetson, a tourist wearing her cowboy hat with a pizza box to protect the brim, and more. It's all on Bozeman Airport Cowboys on Instagram. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.